This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
KCBS Radio, original podcasts.
From KCBS Radio, I'm Matt Pittman, along with Stephen Langford, and this is Bay Current. So first and foremost, for longtime Bay Current listeners, number one, thank you. Number two, you probably noticed that I have not been hosting this podcast in a while, certainly not on a regular basis. That's because we played a little musical chairs here and at KCBS Radio, changed roles recently and really excited about it. I'm the Afternoon Drive sports anchor on our afternoon newscast. And so I get to be joined today on the podcast by my colleague who anchors on the mornings, Stephen Langford. I love the gig. It's great. Get to talk sports every day. What wouldn't you love? I also love that I don't have to get up at about 4:30 in the morning like you do.
Try 4, Matt.
Okay,
try 4 o'clock. No, it's but the people get to listen to you all the way from 12 to 7. I mean, that's
true.
That's twice an hour from 12 to 7. More dose of Matt Pittman. That's what it means. That's what that means.
Something like that. So I wanted to sit and have this conversation with you because Giants opening day is upon us. I think opening day, obviously, look, if you're the A's and you're an A's fan, you know that you're in for a long season this year.
Right.
But opening day is special. It's fun. You wait all winter for it. Certainly, you know, Oracle Park's going to be full. Giants fans are excited about it. But this is not quite the opening day that a lot of Giants fans envisioned, sort of allowed themselves to daydream about in the offseason, because Aaron Judge will not be in the outfield. Carlos Correa will not be at shortstop. Do you think if you had to kind of just like put yourself in the seat of a Giants fan right now, are they still a little bit maybe resentful, bummed out, disappointed, or the fact that we've gone through spring training where the season's now underway? You think some of that soreness has started to wear off a little bit?
I'd say the one for Correa has, for Correa has, because, you know, he went through like two different teams, really. He went back to his original team, the Twins. But once fans realized, oh, the Mets were having the same issue that our team had.
Yeah.
OK, then like I'm good with that. But the Aaron Judge, that sting, I don't think is going to go away for a while, because he was here in the city. It seemed like he wanted to sign with his hometown team. I mean, he's referencing Rich Aurelia as one of his favorite players.
Hey,
players reference Barry Bonds, maybe Jeff Kent's even thrown into the mix, but very
thrill.
But true Giants fans, if Rich Aurelia was one of the idols growing up, that means you were definitely a diehard. So I think that one is going to sting. And then also just going into opening day, I don't think many Giants fans envision let's go see the Kansas City Royals play the Giants at Oracle Park on opening day. It's bizarre. Yeah.
Super weird because this will be the third American League series they played.
Yeah.
And they still haven't even seen, you know, National League teams. But even when Aaron Judge, he had his news conference on opening day in New York, and he had the Sieve as the Yankees captain, and he all but said, I'm paraphrasing, but he all but said, like, I was never really going to leave New York.
Right.
Basically, you owe it to yourself as a professional to go through that process as a free agent, listen to other teams, experience being wined and dined. I think we all kind of would love to go through that. But he was never really going to leave the Yankees. So that still doesn't take away some of the sting or kind of blunt it a little bit.
I think maybe I'm not going to speak for like a majority of the fan base and what they think, but I also, you know that gif on social media with Alonzo Mourning where he's sitting on the bench and he's just shaking his head and then he raises his eyebrows and he's like, well,
yeah,
okay.
Okay.
I mean, once I think fans maybe learned that Judge was kind of leveraging his position in order to get the money that he feels he deserves from the Yankees. I think some fans have come to terms with that and they're like, well, you're going to be getting paid a lifetime changing amount of money and you might as well do it with, you know, the agent that you have, Scott Boras. He's known to be he wasn't represented by Scott Boras. But outside
Correa
of that,
was.
Correa was. Yeah, that's where I'm getting mixed up. But why not leverage as much as you can? So I think I'm not going to speak for the fan base, and that's in that regard. I do wonder what that's like. Maybe that's a question, you know, to ask fans later down the line and go to Oracle Park and see how they're feeling.
Not to belabor the whole Aaron Judge point, but I just wonder if you didn't have John Heyman tweeting that Arson Judge was going to be a Giant. If you didn't have it where it physically was real for like just a few minutes. And then it'd be like, oh, he jumped the gun. Okay, reporters do that from time to time. It's embarrassing. It sucks, but it happens. And then it just doesn't happen. So I wonder if the Arson Judge tweet had never gone out, if things would be a little easier to swallow.
Weren't you working that time? Because I was out sick.
I was.
And I remember seeing the tweet, the Arson Judge.
Arson Judge. Misspelled Aaron.
He's coming to San Francisco.
Yeah.
But then also, I might have jumped the gun a little bit on this whole thing. Like, how did that feel for you? Like, just being able to try and report on it, trying to factual.
I wanted to get it on the air as quickly as possible. Just, you know, it's one of the biggest stories. It would have ended up being one of the biggest stories in sports for the entire calendar year. I mean, he's the best player in baseball.
Yeah.
And coming to a place where free agents typically have. Yeah, you wanted to get it out there. And just, frankly, it allows. I love those stories, those rare stories as a sports anchor, even on a sports station where we're allowed to just almost just bask in the homerness of it.
Right.
We're just be like, okay, we're going to throw away this objectivity and be like, oh my God, freak out a little bit and have fun with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, John Heyman's a great baseball reporter, obviously. But, you know, getting a news piece like that wrong and then misspelling it's just kind of a double whammy.
Yeah.
So anyway, we can move on because obviously that's you know, that was one of the big stories. But this Giants club, as it's constituted right now, fans seem a little bit kind of apathetic.
Yeah,
is kind of what I can get on social media from them. They have the potential, I think, to do some interesting things this season. But I think the first thing that fans are going to want to see and that we're going to be watching all season is how many runs can they score to support a pretty good pitching staff?
Right, right. Logan Webb is already falling into that category of like, you know, a Matt Cain type where he's not getting any run support. I remember that when Matt Cain was on a run and nobody could get any sort of backup for him or insurance. My question going into it is with this new lineup, I mean, the offseason, they did what they've always done. They bought low value players with potential to maybe have a breakout season. They give them the classic 1 year option to possibly leave and test free agency if they feel they've played well enough to get that big payday. Mm-hmm. And they did that with Michael Conforto, Mitch Haniger, who started out the season after spring training on the 10-day injured list. And I think that's where my head's at after the offseason is despite the Carlos Correa and Aaron Judge stuff, those offseason moves they made were not bad. Conforto is coming off an injury, previously an all-star. Mitch Haniger at one point in 2021 with the Mariners, he had a nearly 40 home run season, and when he's healthy, he can really hit the ball. And then from a pitching standpoint, they did sign Ross Stripling. And Taylor Rogers, obviously the twin brother to Tyler Rogers, he was once an all-star type of closer. Yeah. So they've got a lot of former all-stars on this team. I don't really know what to expect in terms of run scoring from them, but I think they need to get a little production out of those newer additions if they want to actually make it over a 500 record this year.
Yeah, I'm with you on the two outfield guys they signed in Haniger and Conforto. I saw a lot of Mitch Haniger early in his career when I was still up in Seattle. Health is his thing. I mean, if he's healthy, he performs and he hits. He played 157 games and hit 38 home runs back in, 2018, year after that. He only was able to play in 63 games, had 13 home runs. And look, Conforto's coming off of missing an entire season, but that's a dude who hit over 20 home runs three straight years with the Mets. And, those are two guys you hate to ask for bounce back years, especially for a guy coming off of like a long, season long injury after shoulder surgery like Conforto. But those are the very Giants moves, like you said, getting a guy, maybe taking a flyer on him and hoping that that you kind of catch lightning in a bottle. And I think that's kind of going to have to translate to the rest of this roster in catching lightning in a bottle, seeing if you can, stay at or slightly above 500 and then reevaluate things as you get into late June and July ahead of the trade deadline. Because don't forget, this team went out there trying to sign Aaron Judge, Carlos Correa, all these free agents. They still have the capital to go and make a move. So whoever that player, whoever the Juan Soto of 2023 turns out to be, where you can go out and pull the trigger on a deal and get him, Giants find themselves in that position if they're willing to cough up the prospects that it's going to take.
Yeah, and that number one player, though, that's going to be Shohei Ohtani, who is going to be most likely I personally think he'll be available at the deadline. Of course,
you think he'll be available at the deadline and not through the season?
Maybe through the season, but we'll see where the Angels are at by
the
time.
The Angels are the worst team in the American League West, which, they probably won't be, fans, but they'll be close. They could be close. That still is guaranteed gate revenue for the Angels.
Right.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's something, Giants fans are going to kind of watch the same way they did with Aaron Judge last year. Wait for the offseason watch.
Right.
I frankly think there's no way Artie Moreno can let Shohei Ohtani go, because he is the cash cow for that or that's the only thing going for that organization right now.
Right.
Which says something, because they've got Mike Trout, who's electric when he's healthy, but wow.
Yeah.
Bold predictions. I know.
Getting way too ahead of my skis. but I'm also curious for the Giants, though, what their younger roster is going to look like. They left Bryce Johnson in spring training, but he's back. He's a young up and coming outfielder who can steal bases. Casey Schmidt is another guy who made a lot of noise out of spring training, though he did not make the opening day roster. He's starting with AAA, the top pitching prospect, not only with the Giants, but in baseball, the top left-handed pitching prospect. Kyle Harrison, De La Salle guy, local guy who's risen through the ranks. He's starting in AAA. I'm also curious to see what the promotions look like. If the Giants remain as they stay the course, which is we're going to slowly but surely promote these guys. They do not they do not let the training wheels, they do not take off the training wheels early. They let them get their time in the minor leagues. I want to see if they maybe change that depending on how the season's going, come May and June.
It's still a team that is just a couple years removed from winning 107 games.
Yeah.
Right. And winning the National League West in a competitive National League West. I think it's more competitive now than it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're a 107 win club this year.
Some people even have the Padres being the National League West champs instead of the Dodgers.
Yeah. How much of that was mirage versus something that if everyone is healthy and performs and you do get kind of breakout seasons from a Michael Conforto, something where, this is potentially a 90 plus win team that could compete for the division or at least a wild card spot.
I'd like to say it's not a mirage, but you're relying on factors that, breakout seasons from Conforto and a lot that you're riding on, especially with guys who have been hurt in their career. Like what I saw from this Giants team early was maybe hovering around 500 again. Like, that's at least as the roster is constructed, because just teams are starting to stack up with players. Like the Phillies, they poached Trey Turner away from the Dodgers.
Yeah.
The Padres, they got Xander Bogaerts from the Boston Red Sox. They took advantage of a horrible offseason for the Red
Sox.
They have
Tatis Jr. back this
year. Yeah, and they're going to have Tatis Jr. back. So I'd like to say that maybe they could squeak into a wild card spot, but with the amount of just how much better the other teams have gotten, and you know, not even just the Phillies, it's the Mets. The Cardinals got a couple of prospects coming up, as well as, you know, the reigning MVP, Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado. So it's hard with the amount of talent that's in the National League just to say, yeah, I think this Giants team can be a wild card spot. Maybe they're a fringe wild card team, but I think this season is all about seeing what they got in their prospects and seeing if these offseason guys, if they have a season like they did, will they end up like a Carlos Rodon, where they just leave somewhere else like he did with the Yankees, go sign for with a team for a bigger deal, or will they actually sign these players long term, depending on how this season goes? It's there's a lot of other things to pay attention to for the Giants, as opposed to just hoping for that wild card spot at the end of September.
Right. And look, if Shohei Ohtani's listening, there's a lot of great restaurants here. Mm-hmm. You know, real estate, it's not that bad. I mean, but you're going to make so much money, Shohei, you can afford a nice place in a nice neighborhood in the Bay. So, you know, come on up. You have a favorite, like, favorite attraction, favorite go-to, favorite, like, concession or something that if you go to a game at Oracle Park, you're going to hit up every single time?
Well, this goes for both Oracle Park and for the Coliseum as well.
I know what you're going to say.
No, I mean, it's just a simple either a Polish dog or a bratwurst, depending on how I'm feeling.
Traditionalist.
With the onions and peppers. Mm-hmm. No sauerkraut, though. I can't do the sauerkraut. It's a little too overpowering for me.
Nah.
A little too overbearing, but I'm all about I like the Polish sausage. That's what I had previously last year, pretty much every game I went to. A little Polish sausage with the onions and peppers, although sometimes at Oracle Park they can keep the onions and peppers on there a little too long, and sometimes the bun gets soggy, but that's my go-to.
Yeah, you're right.
What about you?
That'd be probably like the entree. The go-to would definitely be the Ghirardelli Sunday.
Nice.
I mean, I'll wait in line out there in left field,
yeah,
as long as I have to.
Yeah.
The experience for me, that the views, the vibe, I think there's, it's quite unmatched what Oracle Park with the Giants are able to present. So, I'm glad baseball's back. That's all that matters.
That's what their new slogan's about. It's nothing like it. It's not necessarily the team on the field, you know, but it's just
the
spectacle.
Vibe.
It's just everything going to Oracle, the experience. I mean, even seeing the seagulls at the end of the game, sometimes it can get annoying, but it's like, oh, wow, I get to see the Oracle Park seagulls. Maybe Carl the Fog rolls in. Yeah. I don't know. But there's a reason why nothing like it is their new slogan.
Steven, a pleasure. We'll catch up with you again soon. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Bay Current is a production of KCBS Radio, produced by Mallory Samara. For more Bay Area stories, subscribe to Bay Current wherever you get podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.